Welcome to the Click Podcast. I'm Danny Watson, a mindset and manifestation expert and founder of The Click, a company that helps women overcome their fears and limiting beliefs to create a life and business that they love. Within this podcast, I will help you get clear on what you want, identify the blocks that are holding you back, transform your mindset and raise your vibration so that you can co-create magic with the universe. If you are looking to design a life that truly sets your soul on fire and manifest more success and abundance, then you are in the right place. Hello, ladies, and welcome to a brand new week and a brand new episode. This was a request I received on my YouTube channel. For those of you who follow me on YouTube, I did make a bit of a commitment to start creating more YouTube content this year. And full disclosure, it hasn't really happened. I realized that I have too many other projects on the go at the moment, which really are taking priority. And to be honest, I kind of forgot how much effort goes into creating videos. And I'm somebody that just really likes just enjoying my time and being as present as possible when I am not working. And I felt like with creating videos, it was kind of constantly in the back of my mind, like, oh, I should be creating something here, or I should be filming this, I should be recording my life, and I should be picking up my phone and talking on camera. And I realized that I didn't want to be a slave to content creation. And a big part of how I run my business is meant that I don't have to be a slave to content creation. I've got a lot of systems and processes in place, which means I'm able to create when I want to create, not because I need to or have to. And so, yeah, anyway, I digress. So anyway, a request that I had on my YouTube channel, and the request was to record an episode about how to really let go of the how when it comes to manifesting your desires, how to really sort of fully surrender to the process, let go of how your desires are going to show up, and ultimately just trust that they will. So I thought I would start actually just by sharing what some of my big manifestations are in the pipeline at the moment, some of the things that I'm really desiring right now, and then breaking down how I am personally allowing myself to surrender and just let go of the how and just trust that those things are going to unravel for me. So perhaps if you've listened to my content before, you'll know that I love purchasing properties. They're kind of always my sort of big manifestations. Just first of all, because I love houses, I love living in a beautiful home, but also I just think it makes a lot of sense from an investment point of view. Properties tend to maintain their investments. I obviously spend money on other things as well, experiences, travel. I like the odd designer handbag, but my sort of big thing is really investing in properties. So my next big manifestation then should come as no surprise that it is another property, but I'm actually really in the market for buying a property that could be turned into a retreats venue. Now, I don't know necessarily whether I would be the person to run these retreats, even though I have done retreats in the past and I've had a psychic tell me on a few occasions that he sees me in my future running retreats again. At the moment, I feel like I just do not have the capacity for that. I've got three small children and, if I'm going anywhere, I just want to be going somewhere for myself, if I'm being completely honest, and being on a retreat myself. Ideally child-free. But I still always come back to this idea of having this really beautiful retreat location. And maybe it would be I'd get other people to come in and host retreats at this place, somewhere as well that it could almost serve as a weekend home for me and my family. So somewhere perhaps not so far away from where I live. But anyway, I've been starting to kind of think about this a lot recently, and I am addicted to property porn. I don't know if any of you resonate with this, but I just love going on. In the UK, it was Rightmove, the site that I would always look at. Here we use a site called Idealista, and I, at the moment, I'm just addicted to looking at these really big Andalusian, like old properties that are in the countryside that are very sort of traditional. And I just have all of these ideas of how I would turn this into a beautiful location that could be used for retreats. So that's kind of something that's one of my sort of manifestations. The other is I love contributing to causes and charities that I really care about, but I have for a long while thought I would love to found my own charity, my own foundation. I've done a little bit of sort of brainstorming around this, and we've spent a lot of time in Kenya, and so my sort of idea was for a foundation specifically to support women in Kenya, equipping them with skills to help them in terms of employability. So there's still very limited options for women, particularly when it comes to jobs and careers, and there's still this expectation of them being, you know, at home, being the mother, and actually giving up education quite young. So there's something around that that I always kind of come back to, which I'd really love to get involved in more. But I've kind of explored starting my own charity, and it's a big thing. It's not just a case of registering a charity and getting on with it. It's, you know, it's run like a business. I'd need a CEO, I'd need a marketing team, you know, I'd need to have contacts in Kenya and kind of have sort of the foundations there. It's a lot of work, but these are just some of the things that I am kind of really kind of drawn to at the moment, and they are on my ultimate vision board. I know that they're not going to happen within the short term. They're probably not going to happen within the space of the next year, maybe not even within the next couple of years. But they're big things that I'm looking forward to manifesting into my life. And as part of that process, I am allowing myself to just let go of the how. So I want to dive into this a little bit more. So let's just kind of give this a bit of an introduction then. So when it comes to manifesting, we have to remember that it's a process of co-creation, us and the universe working side by side to bring us the things that we desire, the things that we're clear on. So for me, you know, it's getting clear on those desires and then trusting that the universe is going to show up and support me as well. So letting go of the how then really means to just surrender to the process and surrender to things needing to look a certain way. So when we think about what we want, often we think, well, how do I need to get there? What do I need to do to get there? And we start to overthink things. We start to overcomplicate things. And we often make things much, much harder than what they need to be because we get so consumed by the how. Now, this was very much me at the beginning of my business journey when I was so fixated on things needing to look a certain way. So the how was very much, this is my plan, this is how I want to get to my goal, and it has to look like this. Now, this is typically a very masculine way of thinking, and I was from a very masculine background. I was from a legal background, so everything was very practical and logical and methodical and step by step. And there was a part of me that took comfort in that because it felt predictable. It was very much what I knew and how I knew to operate, and therefore it was very much within my comfort zone. And I think this is the same for a lot of women when we are perhaps in our masculine a little bit more. We get very much attached to the how because it feels safe, because it gives us that element of control. To surrender the how and let go of how things are supposed to look, surrendering to the process, it means relinquishing some control. And for many of us, that feels like a lack of safety. So when I started to dig into this a little bit more, and this will perhaps be kind of the first thing you will need to address in terms of letting go of the how, is where does that need for control come from? Okay, because if we really want to let go of how things are supposed to look and allow the universe to guide us, allow ourselves to be surprised by life, it means to be able to relinquish some of the control that we feel like we need over that our lives. So it's really digging into where does that need for control come from? And this can vary from person to person. So it may be that as a child, you had a very unpredictable family life. So maybe your primary caregivers who, you know, the people that were supposed to be looking after you were unreliable. Maybe there was an element of unpredictability within your home when it came to moods. So maybe a parent could be very calm and loving and kind and gentle one moment, Yet, in the next moment, they could completely be flipping out and you could be experiencing explosive parenting. Now, when things around us are unpredictable or inconsistent or unreliable, we may then try and maintain as much of control as we can to create some element of stability within our lives. Or another instance could be, let's say, for example, a parent that is overly controlling. So a parent that perhaps wraps their child up in cotton wool or tries to very much control how a child operates. And I know obviously a parent is there to keep a child safe, and so there's got to be that element of control, but sometimes it can go too controlling, where a parent essentially tries to micromanage everything that a child does, and then they feel like they don't have any power or any control over their life. And so growing up, then we do whatever we can to try and claim some of that power and control back. And then therefore we kind of really struggle to allow ourselves to surrender, for example. So there are so many different reasons why we may struggle to let go of control. And I think this is the most important part. And this is the thing with topics such as law of attraction, manifestation. Often when I get asked questions on these, what people are really looking for is practical solutions. So, for example, what is one strategy I can start using to let go of the how? And of course, these tools and practical strategies are great, but what we need to remember is there's normally some deep-rooted reason as to why we're showing up in a certain way anyway. So if we're somebody that doesn't like to let go of the how, let go of that control, that needs to have everything kind of mapped out and figured out, we need to kind of really be digging into where that actually comes from so we can really heal that pattern at the root cause. And 9 times out of 10, the inability to let go and, you know, like let go of control, 9 times out of 10, it will come from our childhood. That's kind of where the seed was initially planted. And then it's kind of reinforced through our adult experiences as well. What I found to be true with most cases of women that I've worked with is this inability to let go of the how. It comes down to the feeling of safety. So very similar to what I was just saying, it's this element of control. It gives us this feeling of reassurance, this feeling of safety. There is no point in having a practical tool which will teach you how to let go of the how if deep down you don't feel truly safe letting go of control. So that is the thing that really needs to be addressed first. Feeling totally safe in your body to let go, feeling totally at ease to relinquish control and trusting that nothing bad will happen. Now, something else that is worth mentioning here is that letting go of the how doesn't necessarily mean letting go of the how entirely. I think sometimes we look at these things and we think of them in very black and white terms. So I am manifesting, and part of that needs me to surrender, therefore I have to fully surrender. And I don't think that is necessarily the case. The way that I see things, in the same way that I view the balance between the masculine and the feminine energy, it's about finding that unique sweet spot. Remember, we're on a path of co-creation with the universe. So we're working side by side. So this isn't about the universe doing all of the work and us just fully surrendering and just trusting the universe to do its part. This is about us perhaps showing up, the universe showing up, and we're kind of in this dance together. And this is exactly the same way in which I teach my clients I work with within the feminine leadership space. It's this dance between the masculine and feminine, not necessarily an either or thing. So really, when we think of the masculine, we kind of actually will think of this element of control, needing to have things figured out. So for me, at the beginning of my journey, I was very much attached to the how because I was so much in my masculine. So I needed to have a step-by-step plan of what things were going to look like. So say, for example, I had a certain income goal to hit, I would essentially try and reverse engineer that income goal and try and practically think in terms of strategy, in terms of logic, how I was going to get to that goal. And it was a very sort of methodical way of thinking. But in thinking in that way and, you know, wanting to always stick with the plan and have very set timeframes for things to happen in and things needing to look a certain way, I was cutting myself off from magic. And I was often making the process feel a lot more heavy than what it needed to feel. You know, I was overthinking things. I was overanalyzing things, perhaps overcomplicating things. And as I said, yeah, just cutting myself off from the miracles of the universe. But then when I tried the opposite and being in full surrender, that didn't necessarily work for me either, because there's certain parts of my business where I wanted to show up and I wanted to play an active role in how things were going to unfold. Because here's the thing. So how things unfold, we often want to have some say in this, because if we're just to surrender and let go to this entirely, what if things unfold and it's not the way that we want? So for me, I think it's again finding that sweet spot where we get to have a say, we get to express our desire for how we would like things to look. But then it's then handing it over to the universe and saying, well, look, here, this is what I want. I have a plan for how things, I see things unfolding, but I'm open to you giving me some other ideas as well. Remember, co-creation. And it's going to be this or it's going to be something better. So that's a phrase that I find really, really powerful in terms of letting go of the how. It's this or something better. So it's almost like we're saying, look, I can have a part in this process and I can choose how I would like things to unfold, but I may not necessarily know the best solution, or I may not necessarily have all of the answers, or the plan that I've come up with, there may be a better plan that I just can't even think of yet. So again, it's this almost like if you were working with a team member, right? Let's say you were working on a project within your work and you brought on people to contribute to this project. You present your ideas, but then somebody else might say, well, actually, I've got this idea and maybe this could be done this way and this might be a little bit better. So it's almost like you're bouncing around these ideas, and that's exactly how you work with the universe. So letting go of the how doesn't mean letting go completely. It means just relinquishing some of that control so that you can be divinely guided. And you will want to play around with your sweet spot of what really feels good to you, because there's no point in surrendering all of your control if it's going to make you feel fearful, if it's going to make you feel quite panicked. So my suggestion would be to gradually let go of the reins a little bit. I'm going to give you some practical solutions in a second, but I think this point is important, because if we try to operate in a completely different way, so let's say you are a control freak, you like to have everything figured out, you're very sort of methodical, you like to have the how very much mapped out, this is how I'm going to get to my goals, and then you try to go and do a complete 180 and fully surrender and just not do anything and just hand things completely over to the universe, what's going to happen is your subconscious mind is going to freak out, because the subconscious mind always wants to be reminded of what is familiar. So if you show up in a completely different way, the subconscious mind is going to go, what's going on here? And then very quickly bring you back to the same patterns. So I've spoken about this before on my podcast about we kind of want to do things incrementally. So if you are not used to relinquishing control, start to gradually ease this into your way of being as a process. So ask yourself the question, where in my life am I trying to control things too much? And if I was to gently let go of some of that control, what would that look like? And start to think of it as a gradual process, not this kind of 0 to 100 type of process. And it could be really, really small things. So for me, what kind of really helped me was to allow my husband to do things that I would normally do and just kind of be okay with those things. So it might be little things like just getting my kids' clothes out of the wardrobe and what they're going to wear for the day. That was something that I used to always control. So I thought, I'm just going to give this to my husband to do, you know, not every day, but I'm going to allow him to kind of take over some of the things that I would normally always try and control. Our ability to surrender more, let go of the how things are supposed to look a little bit more, is like a muscle, something that we can build over time, and we want this to be a gradual process. Now, something practical that we can do, this is something that I will often do within my own business to let go of the how, is to brain dump all of those practical solutions. So when we're attached to the how, normally it's thinking practically, logically, we're in our masculine, brain dumping all of those things. Now, a lot of the time, these things will be important. Remember, manifesting is not just sat in a room waiting for our desires to fall into our laps. We have to be showing up for our life, for our dreams. And often the things that will require us to get to where we want to be will mean masculine, practical, logical steps. So I know for me as a business owner, I've not got to where I want to be just by manifesting, thinking about my desires, and then just energetically aligning with them, and then they're falling into my lap. I know that I've shown up. I know that I've taken action. And I think it really frustrates me when I see people in the online space saying that business success is all about energetics. It's all about mindset. Yes, I believe it is 80 to 90% about that. However, it's also about taking action. Let's face it, if somebody is online and they're sharing a video telling you that building a business is about energetics, the fact that they are even sharing a video online, that is a practical thing. That is a marketing tool. That is a strategy. And so I feel like I'm quite passionate about this because I feel like strategy and logic and the masculine is getting a bit of a bad rep, and it is still very valid and very important, but it's about finding this sweet spot. So back to the practical solution then. For me, it's a case of brain dumping all of those practical solutions using your logical mind, your problem-solving mind. So let's say you've got a certain income goal you want to get to within your business. Let's just use this as an example. What are all of the things practically you could do this today, this week, this month that would support you in getting to that goal? Just brain dump them all down. Don't think about it too much. And then when you've got that sort of clear picture, take a step back and look at those things and ask yourself, what would feel good today? Which of all of these things would feel good right now? Now, when it comes to feeling good, something that I like to kind of tap into is what will put me into a flow state. So a flow state is essentially where you are doing something and you're so consumed by it. You're so consumed by the process and enjoying it and just having fun with what you're doing. So you kind of forget that you're even doing it. So these are, for me, the things that I would consider the best things to kind of focus on, because they feel so good, you're so caught up in them, you don't even realize that you're doing them. Why are these things so important? Well, because when you are doing the things that you just love, and you're doing them just for the sake of the fact that you really love them, you're not necessarily thinking about the how so much. You're not thinking about, oh, this needs to look a certain way, or, you know, is this going to work? You're not questioning yourself or second guessing yourself. You're just in the zone. And those are the things I find that actually help get you to your goals much, much quicker. So that's one sort of practical solution. Another thing to ask yourself is then, what wonderful unexpected things could happen this week that would support me in my dreams? So this is where you want to take another sheet of paper and essentially brain dump every possible wonderful thing that you could ever imagine that could happen. That they may seem outrageous, these things. They may seem very out of the ordinary. Things that you perhaps, you know, they're things that you don't really have much control of, but just things that could happen. So opportunities that could come your way. And so what we're doing here is we're saying, well, look, these are all of the practical solutions that I have control over that I could do. And these are the things that I would choose to do because I know that they bring me joy. But on the other side, these are all of the other things that could just happen that the universe could send me my way that I don't have any control over, but that would equally support me in my dreams. And once you've kind of got a picture of those things, it's then expecting some of these miracles to happen. Being in that happy anticipation of surprises. It's getting into this place of letting life surprise you. We don't need to always have it figured out, because if we do, we cut ourselves off from the magic that the universe could present to you. So it might be that you've got this kind of idea of how your business is going to get to a certain point, but then you've not even considered that somebody could walk into your life tomorrow and give you this incredible opportunity that you could never, ever have even predicted. So it's, again, it's just being open to and expecting miracles at every opportunity. And then finally, another big part for me of letting go of the how is letting go of timelines. Often when we are stuck in the how, we're very much stuck in the practical, logical, step-by-step, linear approach to getting to where we want to be. But in doing this, we often then get stuck in fear if things aren't moving at a pace that we want to. So in our practical minds, things are a gradual process, okay? So we can see a gradual improvement, let's say, in our income, in our business growth, in our social media presence, and it's kind of this gradual step by step. But the frustration happens when we perhaps don't see things happening at the momentum that we want, and then we fear that, well, this is never going to happen for me. This is going so slow, therefore I am never going to ultimately get to my desires. This being stuck in this practical how things are supposed to look, again, will cut you off from miracles. Because how you think things are supposed to look, this step-by-step gradual approach, may actually be completely different. And what I've actually witnessed is when I can have periods of my life and my business where it feels like nothing is happening, and then all of a sudden, the floodgates open. And if I was very much attached to how things were going to unfold, my mind would be saying, this has to take a long time. This is going to take years. This is, you know, going to be a process. But actually, what I know to be true is that when you are in energetic alignment, when you've been doing the things and you've been showing up, but then you finally find yourself getting into that energetic alignment, it feels like all of a sudden the floodgates open and everything comes at once. Okay? But this can only happen if you let go of how you think things are supposed to look. And again, often how people think things are supposed to look is very masculine. It's this very step-by-step, methodical, linear approach. You know, the more work you do, the more results that you create. And again, the problem with this is that sometimes we're already at full capacity. So take an example of somebody who feels like they're doing all of the things. They're doing everything they feel that they need to do to get to where they want to be, and things aren't moving in the way that they want. So the practical mind is saying, well, I'm never going to get there because there's nothing more that I could give. And we're actually neglecting the fact that your energy is going to be the thing that ultimately takes you there. The action, the practical side of things, that's 10, 20% at max. Now, I do have actually one final little practical solution. I want to share this one because I know a lot of the clients I share this absolutely love this. And it's, again, it's about finding that sweet spot. So it's not letting go of the how entirely, finding that sweet spot between the masculine and the feminine, between control and, you know, being fixated on the how versus completely surrendering. This is to do with how you manage your time. So within your ritual, within your schedule for the week, it's having some areas of it that you are going to take control over, taking control over what that time will look like, how you will spend that time, how you want to do things, but then creating space for intentional surrender. So this might be a chunk of time that you dedicate to just going with the flow, completely surrendering and seeing what happens within that time frame. So let's say, for example, you have your kind of practical things that are scheduled into your routine for the week. Maybe it's meetings, maybe it's practical things to do in your business, action steps for you to take, yet you've then scheduled in intentional time to kind of really just do nothing, just to completely surrender, to let go, and just to see what you perhaps feel called to do in that time, or just to see in that moment what miracles that the universe could send your way. It's that, again, being open to receiving miracles, allowing life to surprise you. So I hope this has given you a lot of food for thought, and yeah, let me know how you get on with those exercises and let me know your requests. You can come and say hello on Instagram, Danny_Watson_coaching. Drop me a DM, let me know what topics you'd like me to cover on the podcast. And yes, I will let you have a wonderful week, ladies, and I will catch you in the next episode. wanting to build your own successful online coaching business, make sure to check out Freedom, Abundance and Impact, our free 10-day business and mindset course for coaches and aspiring coaches. To access, simply head to wearetheclick.com and click free course in the menu.